Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Once again, brethren in the Lord, I welcome us to today's online prayer meeting of Catholic Charismatic Renewal, Lagos Province. I want to start by thanking God in a special way for this program. From beginning up to now, God has continued to feed us on a daily basis through the ministers and by the approval of the leadership of the PST. Let his name be glorified. In the name of Jesus, I pray for God's grace, God's enablement, God's wisdom, God's blessings and favor and protection, especially upon our leaders and entire members of Renewal under Lagos Province. I remind your brother, Cyril Ozoma Orego. In today's topic is entitled Complete Confession. I recap again, Complete Confession. We are taking a text from Proverbs 28, verse 13. It reads, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Father, be glorified as you accomplish your purpose, what you have for us this day and in this season. Make a name for yourself as you cause the world to prevail and prosper, and give us the grace not just to be the hearers, the teachers, or the preachers, but the doers, so that the blessings will manifest in our life, in our families, in our communities, and in the society. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word of God is coming this moment to bring healing and deliverance in our spiritual lives and walk with God, in order for us to work out our salvation in a way that is acceptable to God, because some Christians abuse the privilege of confession, which cannot be overemphasized. It cannot be overemphasized, brothers and sisters, the level of abuse of confession. And that's why the word of God says in Romans, "Shall we continue in sin for grace to abound?" And suppose it's certainly not, God forbid. That's why this message is very, very important to every one of us. Complete confession. Key targets of this message: to explain to us what complete confession is all about, to tell us the reasons for the message, to unveil to us keys that will help us to practice complete confession, to plead with us to pay close attention to the content of this message. I recap this one again. To plead with us to pay close attention to the content of this message carefully. Carefully. Let's explain this topic, complete confession. Complete, to finish, to make done, to reach the end. Confession, to openly admit of having done something, especially something bad. To disclose of one's sins to a priest for absolution. Putting them together, complete confession, therefore, means to openly admit of having done something bad to the very end, to right person or people. I recap again. Putting them together, complete confession, therefore, means to openly admit of having done something bad to the very end, to the right person or people. From the text of this message, Proverbs 28, verse 13, write it down. You will discover two keys that will make confession complete. You will discover two keys that will make confession complete. One, aspect of confession. The aspect of confession. And the aspect of forsaking. Two keys. Aspect of confession. Remember, our topic is entitled Complete Confession. One is aspect of confession, and the other aspect is forsaking. Forsaking those things where we often confess. Therefore, we want to establish under this message that confession alone, in some aspects, take note, in some aspects, cannot achieve the full expectation of God that will bring about His mercy that cancels the consequence of sin that is unbearable. Mark it very, very clear. The aspect of confession alone, like Proverbs 28, verse 13 explained, you confess and forsake. You see, that is when mercy will come. And mercy cancels consequence of sin. We can't explain it in details, but I say that the consequence of sin is unbearable. It's always unbearable. The consequence of sin is always unbearable. And it is always mercy that cancels, that averts the consequence of sin. What God said, by God's mercy we are not consumed. What God said, that God's mercy triumph over judgment. God's mercy triumph over what? Judgment. You remember what happened in the life of David in 2 Samuel, when he obtained forgiveness and he never obtained mercy. And that's why in Psalm 51, you read it carefully, David was crying for God's mercy. I believe he understood the fundamental, what mercy is all about. So that's why this message is very, very important to you and I. Complete confession. Another aspect we want to consider is what I say. Some people are still paying dearly for some of our acts. Example, false accusation. You accuse somebody falsely, and the person is paying dearly for it. In whichever way. But eventually you have went to confession. But somebody you accuse falsely is still paying dearly for it. It might not be found that some people are in prison today who are innocent based on somebody's acts. Some few years ago, I was told about somebody who engaged in drug business, and he packaged, you know, the content and give to somebody, and the person is not away. And the person was caught in one of the international airports. And finally, the person was sent to prison. And this person who acted this was moving in the society freely. Then how do you think that only confession is okay? I don't think so. People are paying dearly in many aspects of life. People are in pain. People are in agony. By the virtue of some of our acts, some people have even lost their job. Some people, some marriages are divorced today. Some families are in shambles. Some families are in disunity. People, their right is being denied them because of some of our acts. and peradventure, some others who are involved in this have just went for confession. How do we think it can solve the problem? That is the question I want us to be asking ourselves as we continue in this message. Remember what happened in Joshua chapter 6 and chapter 7, the art of Achan. By the time you read Joshua chapter 7 carefully, you see the process, you will discover the process. Why the process was ongoing when the people of Israel suffered casualty to the people of Ai. You could discover how many days it took the people of Israel, the process, before finally Achan was discovered. Before finally he was discovered. You could see the process, what people went through. The keys that will help us to practice complete confession. I want to talk about genuine repentance through brokenness. I want to talk about genuine repentance through brokenness. I want to say, one, going to confession without repentance that confession is not complete. These are the few things I want to bring out. Remember our topic say, complete confession, not in part. Not in part, brothers and sisters. Not in part. That true Christian that is still willing to please God. That genuine Christian that is still willing to walk in the ways of God. That genuine Christian that is still willing to make heaven. Listen to this message. Before going for confession, consider genuine repentance through brokenness. Not just going for confession without repenting from what you have done that warrants confession. I recap again, genuine repentance through brokenness. Psalm 51, 16 and 17. Whatness, being sincere and straightforward in sacramental confession. Being sincere, straightforward. I've said this in some occasion. You can imagine Christians who go for confession and tell lie. You can imagine Christians who go to confession and package it. They package confession. They package it. They go to confession. They tell all kinds of lie. This message calls for us to examine ourselves. Let this message stand as a mirror for you to assess yourself, for you to look into yourself critically and carefully. The message is not coming to condemn anybody. That's why I say in the beginning, the message is coming for healing, for deliverance. For us to practice our Christian life in a way that is acceptable unto God. One thing that gives me joy in this journey is justification comes from God. It's not by man. God determines those who are right. 2 Timothy, God knows those who are in. The foundation cannot be uttered. What point again? Let go and total separation from anything ungodly. Let go. Like if there's anything ungodly you're keeping under your custody, you went to confession, you're still keeping it. You went to confession, you're still keeping it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 16 to 18. And God said, come out of them, being separated. He said, don't touch these things that is what? Ungodly. This thing that is unclean. For example, you can imagine a young girl, a young sister in quote, that went to confession, and after confession, he went back to the house of a man who is not your husband. You can imagine that. What kind of practice is that? You can imagine somebody who went to confession, they are still keeping sham. You are still keeping something that represents idol. You can imagine somebody that went to a confession and you are still among gang of armed robbers. You are still among gang of kidnappers. You can imagine someone who went to a confession. You still belong in occultism. You still go to a native doctor. You still practice all this of godliness after confession. That's why this message is coming to your eye. Let go. Total separation from anything ungodly. Anything ungodly. Anything could be anything. Once it's ungodly, let go. If you want your confession to be complete. What point again? Restitution. Restitution is all about the art of returning back something in your custody to the rightful owner. Restitution. Something in your custody, you are not the rightful owner. Brother, sister, listen carefully. Listen carefully. If we are led by the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God is the one speaking through me, listen. What God said, let him or her have ears. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I believe that all these messages that is coming to us is coming for a purpose. It's coming to make us a better Christian. It's coming to prepare us. I often say, even to members of my household, anybody can go anytime. Anybody can go anytime. Anybody can go anytime. Anybody can go anytime. So listen, brothers and sisters. Listen carefully. Returning back something in your custody to the rightful owner. Something is your custody, you are not the rightful owner. Something that you took forcibly in whichever way, in whichever capacity. It could be anything. It could be landed property. It could be money. It could be huge amount of money. It could be position. It could be anything. Zacchaeus said in Luke 19, if I've taken anything forcibly, I will return it fourfold. If I've taken anything forcibly, I will return it fourfold. That's why I keep on telling us, we should not make the Bible to be theory. We should not make the Bible to be history book. We spiritualize everything. We make everything just ordinary confession, ordinary match. I'm not saying everybody, but many Christians in this art. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, he said the same message was preached to everybody, but he couldn't profit them because it was not, you know, there was no action, there was no faith, no application. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Restriction. I don't know what is your custody as I speak now under this fellowship of today. Look into your life critically. Examine your life properly. What are the things in your custody? Are you the rightful owner? Are there things you have taken from people forcibly in whichever way? Beloved, I tell you, don't just go to a confession. And after confession, you went to him, and you are still enjoying these things. And peradventure, the rightful owners are in pain. That's why I want to say by God's grace that repentance does not cause only joy in heaven. Repentance doesn't cause joy only in heaven. Repentance also causes celebration on earth. You can imagine in the case of Zacchaeus, when he restored fourfold to some family, peradventure these families have been in abject poverty. Peradventure these families, they couldn't pay their children's school fees. They couldn't pay their house rent. Maybe some of them were planning to go back to the village. Maybe some of them, people they are owing is planning to send them to prison. And you can imagine, they got a lot. You can imagine they were called upon and was handed over amount of money they never expect for years. You could imagine. how their fortune will change. You can imagine. You can imagine the kind of celebration. You can imagine how things will turn around. That is the message you're talking about. That is the practice of Christianity. That's why I'm talking about returning back something in your custody that you're not the rightful owner. I say it could be anything. It could be anything. Anything you are taking forcibly. Just examine your life. Discover. Let the Spirit of God help you to discover. If you want to be sincere, you will discover it. It could be anything. Whatness. To openly admit your wrongdoing in order to free others. Openly admit. James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, confess to one another. Apart from sacramental confession, that cannot be overemphasized, that cannot be exchanged, that are other confession to one another. To one another, brothers and sisters. Sacramental confession cannot be exchanged. Nobody is, you know, you don't talk about it. It's a must for every true Catholic faithful. It's a must. But the word of God say, confess to one another. You can imagine if there's a place you accuse somebody and it's creating a problem, you just went to sacramental confession and the confession is still on. You can imagine maybe in a family that you have 3, 4, 5 people, 8 people as the case may be, you did something there that is creating problem as I speak now. You are went to a sacramental confession. Brother and sister, go back to that place and explain that you are the author, you are the one. The matter will be settled. The matter will be settled. The other time, somebody was saying that in their church, he was accused falsely. He ended up losing his job. He was accused falsely. He ended up losing his job in that church. Apart from losing his job, he was accused falsely. There are issues like this. Maybe as I speak now, somebody's in prison because of your acts. Brother, if it requires for you to go and replace that person for the person to be free, in order for you to be right with God, in order for you to be heavily bound, is something that is worth doing. That is the message. That is the message. I don't know places you have caused confusion. I don't know places you have done something that people are in pain now. That people are lamenting. Confusion everywhere. Disunity. By the virtue of what you say or your action, your act, that is what is ongoing there. The message is saying, go for open confession. That this issue should be settled. It can only be settled in sacramental confession. That is what the minister of today, Brother Siwayo Ego, is saying. Only sacramental confession cannot settle that. If there are places you have done something that you need to go and say the truth for the issues to be settled, except that is done, it can be settled, except otherwise. Get it clear. Get it very, very clear. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess to one another. Now listen. Consider this. If you are willing to apply this message, consult a priest or leaders, if need be, for proper guides. I recap again. If you are willing to apply this message, brother and sister, consult a priest or leaders, if need be, for proper guides. For proper guides. What next? Engage in fasting and prayer for divine assistance. Engage in fasting and prayer. Some of these things I've just said, they are not shy this issue. It's not something you just wake up and engage in it. Okay? Whatness. Don't allow shame or a homie to hinder you. Don't allow shame or a homie to do what? To hinder you. You got to be determined. You got to be courageous. You got to make up your mind. You got to have that willingness because you are willing to please God. You are willing to walk in the ways of God. not to please man. I want to say that the benefits of the application of this message, like we often say, cannot be overemphasized. The benefit to anybody who is ready to practice this. The joy will never know bound. Because that is so you get full justification by God. You can imagine people that will be free. You can imagine families that will be free. You can imagine communities that will be free. There are many communities today that will be tear apart just by what somebody said, just by what somebody uttered. And what this community is waiting for, what this family is waiting for, is somebody who knows the truth that will appear and say, brothers and sisters, this is what happened some time ago. This is what happened. You can imagine people that have, negative belief, negative concept about one brother or sister, by the virtue of what you say, by the virtue of the seed you sow, by the virtue of the seed you sow. And people are still going about with this mentality. You can imagine, brother and sister, that you buy into this message and decide to do the needful and clear the air, clear the mind of people. You can imagine the move of God. You can imagine how people be right with God. You can imagine how people have the right mentality. You can imagine how people will be restored. How heaven will be happy with you. You can imagine it. And when we feel otherwise, when we feel otherwise, beloved, if you feel otherwise, only God knows. I often say, it's unbearable. I often say so. As I draw the curtain for this message, Matthew chapter 7, 13 and 14 talks about the narrow way, talks about the broad way and the narrow way. I want to reaffirm that God's standard has not changed, and the way is still narrow, and yet it leads to life, because the truth remains that the practice of this message is not an easy one, but yet it is achievable by His grace for anyone that is willing to please God and make heaven at last, irrespective of your title or placement. God's righteousness is for everybody. What it takes to please God, what it takes to make heaven, what it takes to be justified, is the same standard for everybody. The same standard, irrespective of your denomination, irrespective of your title, irrespective of your position, irrespective of your country of origin, irrespective of your foundation, God's righteousness remain the same. God's requirement to please Him and to make heaven remain the same. It's my prayer under this ministration that God's grace should be sufficient. This message has not come to fill the gap. This message has come to enable us to rise up, take up this responsibility, do the needful, to please God and empower our generation. I pray that the grace of God will flow. I pray that the blessings of God will flow. I pray that God's mercy will prevail over our life. I pray that God's mercy will triumph. If there's any one of us who is a victim, who is already facing the consequence of incomplete confession, I pray that God's mercy will prevail. I pray that God will preserve and keep us. I pray that we shall never suffer defeat, especially defeat of becoming a captive, of running this race in vain. In the name of Jesus, Father, be glorified. Also preserve us. Preserve Lagos Charismatic Province. Preserve our leaders. Preserve every one of us. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remain blessed. I remain your brother, Cyril Ozoma. See you next time.